At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You gotta fight for your right to party!
Kelsey was a beast yesterday, man.
Man.
Congrats to the teams that won, the Eagles and the Chiefs. We're excited about it, Covino and Rich. Hope you had a nice weekend. We're excited, but I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from this weekend.
Exhausted?
I think it was the episode of The Last of Us, though. That was exhausting.
It was so good.
It was
honestly,
Twitter was lit with that, with The Last of Us.
Yeah.
People like going, they were crying.
Dude,
they were,
people are saying that might be the greatest episode of any show ever. It was like a little side movie in the middle of the series. Really wild episode.
I hope Niner
Nick
fans
Offerman.
Didn't watch that.
Oh, they would have been crying.
I was crying all day. Emotions. Yeah.
Anyway, hope you had a nice weekend. We're Covino and Rich.
The Last of Us, episode 3 last night. Emotional. Right after a day of football emotions. But back to the Kelsey thing for a second. Ramos, can you play Kelsey one last time?
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right.
Yeah, Kelsey.
I feel it was very Chris Farley a la Black Sheep, where he's just shouting things just to get an applause and a rise out of the crowd.
Do you remember this clip?
You gotta fight for your right to vote.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
Kelsey!
What is he gonna
say
next?
That's one small step for man, one giant. I have a dream!
Yeah! Chiefs! Yeah, Chiefs!
Go Chiefs!
There you go.
Yeah, I'm chill down there, Kelsey. I'm on TV right now.
So.
By the way, there's a fun game. Is it Black Sheep or Tommy Boy?
Yeah, I'm always confused too.
Yeah, they're like the same movie almost, but that was Black Sheep.
That's what it reminded me of. Black Sheep's Vote for Donnelly, right?
Yes.
Vote for Donnelly.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Hey, fight for your right to party, Kelsey style. It's not Burrowhead. After all, it's Arrowhead. And even Patrick Mahomes' dad, I saw, was throwing some shade, being like, yeah, it's my son.
Yeah.
So, hey, big game. And, you know, I'll be honest, we needed that second game to be competitive after you saw Purdy go down and the Niners, Eagles, snoozer. So, let's say what's up to Mark in Medford. You're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, Mark? What up?
I think the Niners are going to have to address their deficiencies. If the Eagles are the best team in the NFC.
Well, tell me about these deficiencies, Mark. Mark, tell me about the deficiencies.
The O-line, their pass blocking is deficient.
I disagree completely. You had no quarterback. You don't get a good gauge. They had, up until that, what did they win, 11 or 12 games in a row?
Man.
Yeah, 12.
They went through four quarterbacks in one season, two in one game. Now, regardless of how good or bad those quarterbacks are, 4 quarterback injuries in one season. That O-line needs to be upgraded. Williams needs help. You can't have
every
tight end blocking the defensive lineman on pass plays. It works for the running attack. The passing, pass blocking is completely different.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you this. Every team could probably agree that, anyone wants to, you know, make their offensive line better. That makes your whole offense work. But I don't think you could blame. So every injury the 49ers quarterback sustained were all like weird, freak, different injuries, right? Like, hey, how many quarterbacks get hit and fumble throughout a year, right? How many of those end up tearing their UCL?
Yeah.
How many times does a quarterback get sacked?
For sure.
Yeah, a quarterback gets sacked. How many times does that mean his leg gets rolled over and it's done? Jimmy G, freak. It's like freak accidents. I mean, the offensive line of the Niners, I don't think that was the reason.
I just thought of a weird commonality, too. I feel like, you know, because we're going to talk some smack talking and the etiquette involved and in busting chops and smack talking. You realize the 49ers may have jinxed themselves when they put the Niners jersey on the Rocky Balboa statue. That's sort of a Philadelphia no-no, right?
No.
I feel like you went a little too far with that, 49ers fans. You crazy for that one.
Yep.
And then Cincinnati calling it Burrowhead. I really thought, like, all right, now you're, like, stepping into, like, territory you can't take back. So when you guys do lose, and if you lose, you notice them to come back to bite you.
Agreed.
Those are two similar vibes for me. And I thought that. I'm like, you just jinxed your team because you went a little too far.
You know, I know there's no such thing as, like, what you're saying, I agree with. Well, it makes no sense.
It was all in good fun. No. I get it. But sometimes you cross the line, and I was like, I think maybe now you're messing with
I agree.
With the opponent too much.
It doesn't mess with the outcome of a game, but what it does is it puts a weird juju out there into the universe.
Yes.
And I felt the same way. I was like, man, Bengals fans, I would not keep calling it Burrowhead. And I agree. As a Niners fan, I'm like, why would you put a Niners shirt on the Rocky statue?
Now you've done it.
While it has 0.0 effect on the game, it is a look that I'm like, makes you.
Yeah. You know what? It sets you up for if you lose. Yeah. Now it makes you look more dumb. Right? That's how I feel about it. But trash talking part of the game, before we get into it, I just want to ask you a question, Rich.
Please do.
What's the more intriguing storyline to you? The Kelce brothers or Andy Reid?
I mean, I'll tell you what. Of all the storylines, I saw people saying, this is the boring ball. I'm like, boring. I think it's going to be a great game.
Dynasty of the Chiefs.
There's a couple layers, right? It's like Mahomes. 5 AFC championships in a row. This will be his 3rd Super Bowl appearance. Is he a winning Super Bowl quarterback? Is he a 2-win Super Bowl quarterback? Because you got to remember how many people have won, right? Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. A lot of great quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, have won. So Mahomes, listen, you win in 2 weeks, you got two. You're on the next level up.
Yeah.
And if you lose, now you're in the territory of, like, all right, what are you, John Elway? What are you,
Yeah, so seals the legacy.
Jim Kelly, like, you're the guys that can't get it done.
And
so,
the dynasty of this team.
So I think Kansas City's playing for a dynasty. Eagles are, quote, starting a dynasty. And I think the Kelce brothers is a good storyline. And I think Andy Reid, who took both of these teams to 5 championship games each in a row, is a pretty wild storyline. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be a good matchup. I really do. I think if the Chiefs are healthy, it's going to be a battle. You just don't want to see hurt players, right?
Just hurts players.
Yeah.
Just hurts players.
Another storyline, Jalen Hurts versus Patrick Mahomes. First Super Bowl with 2 black quarterbacks.
That's pretty awesome, yeah.
So, talk about that. Think of for years that underlying, like, subtle racism that black players can't be quarterback. Now you look around the league, it's like, man, was, like, society wrong for decades of NFL football?
Yeah,
don't remember, like, when we were kids, that was the narrative. That was, like, the underlying, like, racist narrative. Mm-hmm. Like, black players can't be quarterback. Now it's like, how wrong were people? Jeez.
Yeah, it was a big deal when Doug Williams was starting in the Super Bowl for the Redskins, remember?
Warren Moon should have, his stats, like, that guy was done so, Warren Moon was one of the best quarterbacks of our childhood.
Isn't Warren Moon one of the only guys to, he holds like 2 records or something, like in the Canadian Football League in the NFL.
But Kavino, why was he even there? Because of that dumb narrative from 20, 30, 40 years ago, right?
Well, if Warren his whole Moon, career would have been in the NFL, we would talk about him maybe as the greatest quarterback of all time.
It's, it's just, unfortunately, a different time. So
now that's a win in itself, the huge storyline in itself. So there you have that. We're excited about it. And again, we're bringing some of that fun to you live from Arizona. We're heading there this Sunday.
You know what I think is you know what I think is awesome? For years, I think we could all agree, when we were kids, the Super Bowl, while it was always great, commercials, halftime show, everyone gets together, eating and drinking, and it's a big game. But there was a 10 to 20 year period of our lives, 80s and 90s, where there weren't many good Super Bowls. It was always a blowout. Like, that 49ers team or that Cowboys team or that Packers team or that Broncos team was just dominant, and you knew it wasn't even going to be a good game. Point spreads were like, you know, there was a heavy favorite. I feel like the last decade, we've seen a lot of Super Bowls where it's like a field goal favorite, 2 points, like the Chiefs. It started out as a pick'em, and then the money started going towards Philly, so now it's Philly by two. So I think we're looking at a very balanced NFL. We're no longer, gone are the days of, Patriots are double-digit favorites in the Super Bowl. That's old news, man.
Are we going to see any trash talking, you think, in the next few weeks?
All it takes is one person, then it becomes, what do they call it, like bulletin board material, like one guy saying the wrong thing.
And that puts pressure on the other players, too. You know, that's the difference with team sports and, you know, fighting or something like that. You could trash talk all you want because it's just you in there if you're in the boxing ring or the octagon.
And they asked Patrick Mahomes to think that yesterday. They always want to try to say, like, hey, so you're taking on the Eagles. What are you looking forward to? And they never say it. He said something like, oh, they got a great quarterback over there. They got a great team. Yeah. Nobody wants to say, like, man, I can't wait to bum those guys down or something like that.
Yeah, make, be Jalen Hurts' daddy.
You're never going to see that because it just puts unnecessary pressure.
That's right.
But it would be pretty amazing. Imagine if,
imagine
if Mahomes came out after the game and they're like, yo, Patrick, you won. You're a little hobbling around. Imagine he's like, yeah, I'm like on one leg. I could still be, you know, like I'm better on one leg than Jalen Hurts is on two. Bring it, B, you know.
You're not going to hear that. Unless the Kelce brothers go at it playfully a little bit. Like, yeah, I'm here to show you jabronis who the real Kelce brother is. Oh, yeah, brother?
I mean,
I don't know. Yeah. But trash talking, you know, definitely happens in the world of fighting. And there were some big announcements this weekend. Big as far as, like, goofy fights. And that's just the world we live in right now. The Jake Paul fight. Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury is official now. That's February 26th.
Now, here's the question we ask you. Where is the line for trash talking? Meaning fans, players, fighters. Where do you draw your own personal boundary? I always felt like family is where my boundary is drawn.
Yeah. Everyone gets real tight after that.
I don't think you talk about someone's kids or their
Never
wife.
Kids.
If you talk about someone's
Never
kids
family.
Or their wife, talk about me all you want. You talk about someone's kids or their wife or their mama, I think that is...
Like, I'll give you an example. Ready? So Jake Paul and Tommy Fury, and again, I don't expect anybody to care, but I promise you this is going to be a huge fight because this is Jake Paul, quote-unquote influencer, turned boxer, now fighting an actual boxer, Tyson Fury's younger brother. This kid has boxing in his blood. You know, he has an undefeated record.
Why do you say that? I expect people to care. It's gonna be there's gonna be millions.
Because
gonna be millions
it's still
of,
a spectacle, right?
Yeah,
people still roll
of,
their eyes at Jake Paul.
There's gonna be millions of pay-per-views bought, and I'll be honest,
I'm watching.
You bring up Beeble, Bible, Booval, whoever the hell you were talking about earlier that had a fight this weekend. Who is it? Beto Booval?
Arthur Better Be It.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can promise you, more people know who Jake Paul and Tommy Fury are.
But that's also the problem. But also, what I appreciate about the Paul brothers, right? They bring a lot of hype and fun to it. So I'm not hating on them. But here's like the picture we're sort of painting. So they finally get face-to-face because it's finally happening now. And in the middle of their little stare-down, smack-talk session to get people hyped for the announcement.
By the way, already awkward? I don't know. I feel it always weird when two grown men like are rubbing noses. Like they were giving each other little Eskimo kisses.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah,
Tommy Fury and Jake Paul are in
each other's
faces and like, yeah, you! And they're like, bleh. And like, I'm like, are they going to make out or something? What is this, Last of Us?
Jake Paul is rocking like all Prada gear. He's, you know, styling in a different way. Tommy Fury is a fury. He's a gypsy prince. I don't know what he calls himself, but he's a fury. And he's there in like his workout gear and he's wearing like basic Asics. Did you see this?
Basic Asics.
He's wearing his basic Asics in the ring. And Jake Paul is just grilling him. You know, Tommy Fury's being interviewed like, yeah, I'm going to bring it to him, show him what real boxing's all about, blah, blah, blah. Jake Paul's pointing at his shoes, giving him the old-fashioned, the old school, what are those? What are those?
So Jake Paul's just making fun of him. Yeah, that's all good
and
like, fun.
And it's funny. It's funny. But then Jake Paul sort of crosses a line, or did he? We'll let you know what happened next. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. So here's the question. Was a line crossed with this? So Jake Paul, Tommy Fury, they're going to have this fight. Like Covino said, I don't expect you to care. I expect you to care because it's a relevant, stupid fight that's going to be on and you're going to watch it at the bar with your dumb buddies. So Tommy Fury and his beautiful wife welcome a baby.
Yeah.
They welcome a baby.
I believe his wife is Molly May. That's how Tommy Fury's popular to begin with. He was on some British reality show.
And Jake Paul, there's a picture of Tommy Fury, his wife, and their beautiful infant.
Jake Paul posts, just in time to watch your dad get knocked out. No. Which is, again, hilarious, like, whoa, is that crossing the line? Or is that just good old-fashioned ribbing?
I don't think it's making fun of his kid or his wife, so I think it's allowed. I think it's sort of on the borderline of like...
But when you're announcing the birth of your child...
And everyone's like, congrats, and Jake Paul chimes in like, oh, perfect, so he can watch dad get his ass kicked.
It's going to put more money in everybody's pocket at the end of the day, right? And he's paid to promote a fight and hype up a fight, and he's the problem child. That's what he does and who he is. But is that crossing the line? You know, he's again, this was on Tommy Fury's wife's page. He went to the wife's page just in time to watch your dad get knocked out. It's funny, but again, I'm not Tommy Fury. You have to imagine that the Furies are like, yo, listen, you better settle this in the ring. You better make this happen. So, trash talking, what's the line for you?
877-99 on Fox. We'll take your feedback. Anything about the weekend? Football, fighting, you name it, we'll talk about it. Jason in Illinois, you're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, Jason?
Nothing much. I just want to know, you know, I can't figure out if Patrick Mahomes actually sounds like that or you're doing Rick and Morty and Patrick Mahomes, and it blows me away.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time you hear Patrick Mahomes, close your eyes and listen. Close your eyes and listen.
And you'll be like, is that Rick and Morty, Covino, or Patrick Mahomes? Right. It's a game. It's a fun game. We can all play at home.
And by the way, not to backtrack, but we were talking about Warren Moon and what he meant for black quarterbacks and how great he was. The stat I was thinking of, he's the only player inducted to the both Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. So imagine, what he would have done in the NFL.
That's impressive, eh?
No, it is, eh, on this Monday.
Man, let's celebrate with some poutine and some, some loonies and toonies, and what else? Watch a Jim Carrey movie. Listen to Celine Dion.
So, you know, while we take your
have
feedback,
some Tim Hortons.
While we take your feedback on trash talking, and the Paul brothers are great at it. Who had the better weekend? Because the Royal Rumble was this weekend too, and Logan Paul had some major highlights. And by the way, did you know this? Logan Paul went viral because he did some flying clothesline. It's ridiculous, acrobatic sort of maneuver at the Royal Rumble. But he also announced today that he has a major announcement with Dana White tomorrow. So he might be getting in the octagon. So, you know, you got all these pro fighters, but the people that are making the most noise in the fight game are both Paul brothers.
Just shows
you. It's pretty ridiculous.
Shows you where we're at, right?
Yeah. All
right.
So, again, Jake Paul, Tommy Fury, that's going down. And Logan Paul has what appears to be some sort of mixed martial arts UFC major announcement tomorrow.
So, fighting, football, a great weekend. Any feedback, we'll take it at 877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich. Now, TireRack.com. Since 1979, they've been loving people. They love people. They love tires. And they try to find the right tire for you. Isn't that nice? They figure out what you drive, where you drive, and how you drive. And a team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist you in picking out just the right tires. They're a phone call or click away.
Website's packed with information, advice, and tools to make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide.
Answer a couple questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less.
They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Yokohama Advent tire, the all-season Avid lineup, and the off-road capable Geolander light truck tire.
They also sell, Covino, the high-performance Vredestein hyper-track tire.
Vredestein.
You know, they have the all-season quad track and the off-road capable Vredestein Pinza light truck tire. Ratings, reviews, test results in a nation of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as one day.
Many areas they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms, game changer, I'm telling you. Go to TireRack.com/sports, see for yourself. TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled NutraFol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studio, the day after what seemed to be the longest weekend of all time.
Oh, yeah, I'm exhausted from it, but excited to be here. And I'm super pumped that Ramos is playing some Chevelle.
I love Chevelle, yeah.
Chicago rock, man, some Chicago rock on the CNR show, CNR on FSR. Chevelle's
so
underrated. They
are awesome live.
Oh, yeah.
I saw them live at a K-Rock concert. Amazing.
Dude, songs for days. They got so many songs. And, you know, as we wrap up the trash-talking conversation, you know, it makes me think of Chicago superstar Michael Jordan. For as legendary as he is, he's also legendary for his trash-talking.
Yeah.
Like, he says things and has said things to people that we can't even say here on Fox Sports Radio.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But yep. he walked the talk. That's the difference, man. That's how you do it. You always hear these legendary stories, too, about Larry Bird. Because he would actually tell you, like, what he would do and do it in your face. Like, that's even worse than some cheap trash talk.
Did he tell the Philly fans about their mutt buddies ever, though?
Oh, dude, that was so great.
Yo, let me tell you.
Replace the M with a B.
Yeah, that was the clip of the weekend. Joey Bosa You know, call. Yeah, what are you Snapchatting your buddies? if you don't know what we're talking about, look up Joey Bosa. Going back and forth with
Eagles
fans
were getting on him pretty
hardcore.
He
was in all Niners gear, by the way, for his brother.
Yeah.
But that's similar to that story you had earlier about what happened in New York with the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. Like, I would rock his jersey number, but my team's jersey, though.
Something,
I'm his brother.
Yeah.
It's a little weird looking like a Niner employee.
I'm with you on that 100%. You got to support your brother, but you can't rock his team.
Nah.
His team jersey there. I don't know.
Like, he was decked out.
Yeah, he was decked out in 49ers.
He looks sort of good in Niners stuff. I was like, oh, you know.
two Bosa's on the same team.
I don't know if I can handle two Bosa's.
By the way, is there any at all? Like, listen, we're so zoned in. NFC, AFC championships yesterday. We got a Super Bowl now. We got Rihanna at halftime. We got a lot of Rihanna. We got a lot of fun. We'll be in Phoenix. We'll be giving you guys some great celebrity interviews, a lot of big-time athletes, I'm imagining.
You know what nobody cares about anymore? The commercials. Nobody cares about them.
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because they leak them on social media. So it's like
the
spontaneity of like, ooh, I don't want to get up because I don't know what commercial's going to air.
I mean, if it's on Instagram. Corny, but it did add to the fun.
Yeah, but if it's on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, like a week before leaked.
Yeah, it's over. That part of the culture, over.
You're going to tell your kids one
officially.
Day. I told you, my kids, when they see a commercial streaming, they're like, Dad, commercial! And they just skip. The kids don't know commercials, and I think you're right. That culture is done. But I'm curious, is there any curiosity whatsoever? Snoop Dogg, Pete Davidson with the Manning brothers and the flag football Pro Bowl. Are you going to watch for a minute just to be like, what is this nonsense about? Or are you just like, next weekend is like a checked out weekend where, you know, do other things. Is that the weekend to like do a couple home improvement things you've been putting off?
I'm cleaning the garage.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Organize the garage finally weekend.
I don't know if that's like an in the background thing even. Are you watching the Pro Bowl?
Watch the highlights on social media.
You know what? That's a thing. It's like Saturday Night Live. If something good happens, you'll see it. Because it'll be on social media the next day or a couple hours later.
If I'm cleaning up, you can put it on as background TV, you know, if it's on. But I'm not making like appointment watching out of it.
Covino said this earlier today. I said, what are we watching now? Now that football's winding down, we need new things in our life. And there's a show on Apple TV. I should have saved it for Hobnobbing, but you know what? I'll give you a heads up. On Apple TV, Jason Segel from How I Met Your Mother and Harrison Ford are in a new show called Shrinking, where he's a therapist. It's like starts going off the deep end. It's like it's a dark comedy, Shrinking. And tonight, Covino, I'll back him up. He said, the girls on this season of The Bachelor are gorgeous. And he goes, the guy's like, sort of likable, so I'm going to watch it.
That guy is not likable. No.
He's actually quite annoying. No. But
I don't hate him at all, though. I really don't.
But then
really?
You're an annoying. You're a sort of night. You're
sort of an annoying guy myself. Yeah. but I'm overly critical, you know, armchair quarterback kind of guy sometimes when it comes to this stuff. And I'm like, I wouldn't date any of these girls. Give me a break. Right? Meanwhile, none of them would give me a second glance anyway. But I'm like, get out of here with these girls. Who would want them? They're, you know, there's like 20 good-looking women, though, out of the 30. Yeah.
I don't know about the women yet. A couple of them seem like some major bobbleheads.
Oh,
but
I'm saying just like first impression.
Got it. But the first impression of Zach, who was on where the two girls were on it together, remember?
Yeah, okay.
He was on that Bachelorette. She said he was the biggest nerd of that season. It's like, why would they pick him? He's
Nerd. If you need some trash to fill the time, I'm checking out The Bachelor. Second episode tonight.
I'll watch a little with my wife tonight. I'll be honest. I stopped watching when they did Chris Harrison dirty, but I'll give it a shot again. But Covino is right. I love the memes where it's like a fat dude on his couch criticizing like pageant women.
Look at her nose.
Meanwhile, he's a slob. Yeah. You know, you don't want to be that, but
I'm definitely not trying to be that. No. I'm just saying that sometimes, well, look, they're putting themselves out there to be judged in this way, kind of. So you are human. You are making assessments, right?
That is true. But it's
so
usually,
I got to say that there's more good-looking women this season than I've seen in a long time on The Bachelor. I've only been watching a few years.
Well,
but
I'll have to pause MILF Manor for that.
There you go.
So, hey, you know, it's interesting because it's the same way guys are quick to be eye-rollingly critical. Like, I don't know if I like her nose. Meanwhile, he's a slob. It's the same thing with sports, right? It's like you watch with people and they're like, how did he miss that open receiver? It's like, oh, because you could have been in there and because you're an NFL, you're capable of that.
Most guys couldn't even catch a a punt. Not even that, in the NFL, just honestly, period.
That's without, I mean,
forget about under the pressures of the bright lights.
And not only the pressure of the bright lights, I don't know, the defense running at you while you're trying to either decide to catch it or not.
While you're trying to get under it and the helmet's bobbling around, the ball's bouncing around in the air. Yes, all these things are way more difficult than people understand.
With no NFL right now, where I got to bring you guys into the fold, NBA basketball, you had to have watched that Lakers-Celtics game to understand.
I watched the second half of that game. And Danny G, I thought of you because what is one of the biggest criticisms of LeBron? In the fourth quarter, sometimes he's not where you want him to be. Drive to the basket, stop dishing the ball. You take the game
into
your own hands.
He'll start chucking shots rather, and he'll stop driving to the hoop. And you're like, come on, drive to the hoop.
The guy drove to the hoop and got hacked. LeBron usually does play it up when he gets fouled, but he had every right to be that furious because that game went to overtime. Celtics won in maybe the most infuriating loss of the Lakers season.
That ties into what you were saying about there was this underlying buzz from a lot of NFL fans this weekend that the NFL's rigged. It's rigged. It was fixed. And then you say, how could you think that? And then Danny sent me this stat about the Boston Celtics are 26-2 in games officiated by Eric Lewis, dating back to 2020. And the sentiment is you can't make that up. 26-2
when
this guy is the official. So if it's happening in the NBA, and we know it happens in the NBA, how is it impossible?
And then there's a picture
that calls aren't made in the NFL.
And then there's a picture of the referee's family in Celtics gear.
Yeah, all rockets up. Let's go, Boston.
Oops.
Yeah, right? Danny, what's your thoughts on that?
The internet sleuths always do the work. We always wonder, and then somebody tracks down someone in the family's Twitter account, which they did. They found his wife's Twitter account, and there's a family photo of her and that ref's kids, and they're all decked out in their Boston Celtics jerseys. Here's what's got to happen.
You can't dismiss, you know, that it's possible based on these claims, though.
There should be automatic reviews in the last 30 seconds of NBA games. Earlier in that game, the Lakers won their challenge, so they should have been given one challenge back. That rule change needs to happen. So a max of two per team, but you get it back if you win. That slap, you heard it through the telecast. So
you heard the slap
on the arm.
And you know what? It's interesting. The challenge rules are very interesting in all the sports, right? They all have slightly different, there's caveats to all the major sports with replay and challenges. Yesterday you saw in the Chiefs game, the Chiefs ended up winning, but there was a play where
they're going to do a Ponde replay challenge in the Super Bowl.
At the halftime show, Ponde replay.
That's a Rihanna song.
Good one.
Not everybody knows that.
The Kansas City Chief held the ball out and reached for the first down. Now, the challenge gave the Chiefs the first down.
That was a heck of a reach, by the way.
And then you say to yourself, well, in any sport, if you win the challenge, shouldn't you keep your challenge? Like, I never understood, like, challenge won. If you win too many challenges, you lose it. It's like, no. If you lose a challenge, then you should lose the timeout or the challenge. I don't think if you win a challenge, there should be no penalty because you're pretty much being like, yo, you got it wrong and we checked you. Why should you be penalized?
I agree with you for sure.
So I don't know. I think officiating, I have a theory on this. And as we get to Dan Beyer, my thought on officiating is that for generations, we have seen games in black and white and crappy standard definition. Now that we see every game in 4K HD, perfect, crystal clear from every angle, slow motion, a guy...
And then you see these plays over and over on social media.
Yeah, a guy steps in bounds and you see the turf pellets.
You see everything that's
like,
missed.
Kick up. So I think we're more critical now of the officiating because we have a better look now than anyone. Back then, it was like, the ref get the call right. Did the ump blow the call?
And then we see these missed calls constantly throughout the night.
Yeah.
So it leaves you feeling like,
they need
to fix that.
I don't think they're making worse calls than ever. I think we just get a better look.
And we're exposed to
them. And we're seeing, they're human at the end of the day.
Now, check this out. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We want you to get ready because we're going to give away some bribery balls. So listen out for your name.
Yeah, and a couple big notes in the world of sports we may have missed today. But Dan Beyer, he has an update. Dan, what's going on?
Guys, the biggest story broke about 90 minutes ago. Brock Purdy, the 49ers quarterback, reportedly suffered a complete tear of the UCL in his right elbow. Center Bo Horvat in a trade with the Vancouver Canucks. Guys, back to you.
So wait, let me get this straight. So tonight's game between the Lakers and the Nets, we got no LeBron, no AD, and no Ben Simmons.
And no Kevin Durant, because he was already out. Yes.
Man, I get there's injuries, but we were talking the other day about load management and injuries and people being banged up and tweaked. Like, it just stinks, right? Like, if you're a kid going to Brooklyn to the Barclays Center.
It's simple. Just imagine the people that planned out for this. And made it.
Hey,
made
we're gonna be in New York, and the Lakers are playing the Nets. Yo, we get to see all these stars, and yo, Dan, none of them are playing.
The interesting thing is, there's a back-to-back with the Knicks tomorrow night, so they chose to sat out. Usually, we see a lot of back end, you know.
Yeah.
And they are actually likely to play tomorrow against the Knicks. So interesting. Yeah.
Well,
wouldn't you just go to the Knicks game if you couldn't go to the Nets game?
You know, triple prices.
No, it's so disappointing, though. It really is. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you could redeem rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing.
Amazing.
Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Again, we're Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich on social media. Ramos is here. Danny G, Dan Beyer, Spotty Boy, putting up some videos at Covino and Rich. And because we appreciate you.
Oh.
And we appreciate you putting up with us. We want to give back. We got some balls for you.
I got hit in the balls. You don't want watery balls.
You're going to love playing with our balls.
A little wild. You know, don't necessarily condone this.
Bribery ball.
Throwing, especially if it could cost our team. Love that the fans are having fun, though.
Well, all you got to do, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And we pick people randomly and say, hey, you leave a nice review, say some kind words about us. Danny G, what you would say? It's our way of getting the podcast numbers growing even more?
Yeah, the podcast numbers have been excellent, especially the past few weeks. We want them to continue to climb, though. So quickly here, a winner, Isaiah Football 33, his title, CR Show Equals Elite, 5 stars. It is quite possibly my favorite part of the day when CNR come on. These guys find a way to relate everything they talk about to the normal person. I also love the stories these guys tell. Cracks me up all the time. Thank you, CNR, and the rest of the crew for providing us with a great show every single day.
Look
That's
at that.
Isaiah Football 33.
Isaiah.
Thank you.
Isaiah.
Gonna mail out a Nerf football to you. Just email me at crprizes@gmail.com.
All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich constantly giving away bribery balls. Again, just leave a nice review. Apple Podcasts. Now, MGM. We talk about all the streaming and fun shows we're watching. How about MGM, the legendary studio that defined movie magic for generations with iconic franchises like Rocky and James Bond? Well, now the legacy continues with MGM Plus, the newest TV and streaming destination for exclusive, acclaimed original series and your favorite Hollywood movies.
Catch a new season of gangster drama Godfather of Harlem with Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker. Get lost in the addictive psychological thriller From... Join the fight for humanity in War of the Worlds. Go on an epic journey west with Billy the Kid.
Don't miss powerful docuseries like Laurel Canyon and My Life as a Rolling Stone. Plus, watch hit Hollywood movies, explore new worlds, cheer for the champion, and fall in love.
MGM Plus is the ultimate escape on TV and streaming. Start your 7-day free trial right now. MGM Plus, this is entertainment.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Butker's kick is up. The spinning kick high, floating in the air, and it is good! Good!
There's the squib. It bounced in front of the receiver. Clock now. They're going to throw it across the formation, and it is caught over there now, slipping, and the Chiefs will tackle him! This game is over! This game is over! You can doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs as the AFC champions!
Hey, let me guess, Kavito, Chiefs Radio Network?
You guessed right. That was Chiefs Radio Network.
Let me guess.
Great guess. Progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things even easier to help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We are Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. And just a quick reminder, well, to please subscribe to our podcast for free so you can win a bribery ball. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, Nerf Football. And remember tomorrow, Iron Mike Trivia and Iron Mike Tuesday to compete for a bribery ball.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you going to throw me for a loop again tomorrow, guys? I mean, we're going Super Bowl week. You know,
you should have saw Rich's face last week when it was Mahomes walking into the studio.
Oh, yeah. It blew my mind.
Mahomes.
Let me tell everyone something that I did this weekend that it's just a reminder that, hey, listen, you got to give 40-year-old athletes.
I know what you did. You uninvited an Eagles fan to your 49ers party.
I did.
And it was awkward as hell.
He called Covino and he goes, yo, is Rich serious?
Rich,
damn right.
Rich had a party, right? We were all there. And one of our Eagles buddies wanted to bring more Eagles buddies.
And that's where I drew the line, Ramos.
And Rich was like, nope, uninvited.
I said, listen.
But it was so awkward.
If you and your beautiful wife want to go, it was my buddy Steve. I said, if you and your wife want to come, you're more than welcome. You're an Eagles fan. I'm a Niners fan. We're grown-ups. Hey, listen, fine. But he said, hey, you know my East Coast buddies that I go to the bar with? And they're a couple like rowdy Philly type of guys. I'm like, yeah.
I don't want your Eagles friends looking at my... And my 49ers faith.
That's
when
true.
I'm trying to enjoy the game.
It's true.
I get it, yeah. But what an awkward situation to be put in. To uninvite your buddies.
Well, that would be like Danny G having a Raiders party.
I wouldn't have invited him from the start.
Hey, Danny, I'm going to bring a bunch of Chiefs fans to your house. Is that cool? Get out of here. Especially people you don't know.
Yeah, man. So right. What else did you do this week?
I was going to say something to it makes you give credit to 40-year-old athletes, the Tom Bradys of the world, the Verlanders.
The future 49er, Tom Brady?
Maybe future Niner.
Based on this Purdy news.
Who? Yeah. Do you know what? I don't want to harp on my Niners too much, but that is a very interesting caveat now, right? A very interesting rub. Like, if Purdy is not able to go until... essentially the preseason, if it's 6+ months, what are you going to do? You don't have anyone in that quarterback room. If Jimmy G leaves, if Trey Lance leaves, what are you going to do? It's a very interesting scenario the Niners are now in. So, hey, well, that's why the NFL kills it even in the offseason. We're all interested. But give me some more 40-ish-year-old athletes. The Verlanders of the world, the Tom Bradys of the world.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, when you see guys that are still delivering at that age.
Pujols delivered in his 40s.
I went to something that was yesterday in Woodland Hills, California. It was called Fun Zone. It's the world's biggest bouncy house. I took my kids there Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and you jumping on the same thing as Albert Pujols hitting home runs.
No, what I'm saying is these guys.
That's what I was thinking.
You're not understanding my point, you bozo.
I know, but it's
what
funny.
What I'm saying is. You as a 40-year-old guy, if you're 30s, 40s, and you're like, oh, I was an athlete when I was younger, bounce around in a bouncy house with your kids for a while and start trying to do like little flips, start trying to do a little thing. And you're like, man, my body doesn't bend and move the way it used to. This thing, Danny G, I felt sore like I went to the gym after going to this bouncy house. It'll wear you down. When was the last time you...
It's like swimming laps for the first time in a long time.
I heard that's Aaron Rodgers' new workout for next season.
Yeah.
He's going to do bouncy house routine.
The bouncy house.
Yeah.
It's like, remember Lenny Dykstra? Was it Lenny Dykstra that used to, or is it Greg Jeffries?
Greg Jeffries.
Remember Greg Jeffries used to swing a bat underwater?
Yeah, that was the Jeffries
workout. And everyone's like, oh, man, that must be the way. Greg Jeffries ended up stinking. I remember having his Future Stars card.
I had that too.
Thinking like Greg Jeffries is the man. That guy stunk.
Greg Jeffries' Score baseball card was also the one to have. Remember when Score came out with the baseball cards for a minute?
We thought we were going to be rich.
Yeah, we all thought we were sitting at the gold mine.
What was the baseball card brand where you were like never like Leaf? Did you ever get into like Leaf?
That
like
was
the Canadian,
Canadian Don Russ.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. Jeffries had that random workout routine.
Well, hey, if you want to test if you still got some some flexibility and movement. Go to a bouncy house with your kids and start bouncing around.
Isn't that what Ichiro used to do?
My knee.
Wasn't Ichiro big into stretching in bouncy houses?
People don't realize
that's
that
how he lasted so long.
Ichiro, the longevity he always attributed to stretching and bouncy house play.
Yeah,
is what he said. I believe I heard.
I was wondering how you look so ripped today, Rich.
Yeah, no, it's athletes over 40 go nice. Bouncy house. It must be the routine. All right, listen, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Enjoy again tonight. What are you gonna watch? The Bachelor? Maybe
Bachelor
if you missed This Is Us. Not
no,
This Is Us.
The Last of Us.
Man, every show I love has us in it.
Yeah. The Last of Gus.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.